From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. On Monday, a Soyuz spacecraft delivered a fresh crew to the International Space Station. The Washington Post reported this morning that two of NASA's medical experts had opposed the launch. The pair had raised a host of concerns about ailing equipment on the space station, including devices to monitor the air and water supply. The space agency today defended its decision to go ahead with the launch, saying safety concerns got a full and fair hearing. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Before any launch to the space station, officials with NASA's Space and Life Sciences Directorate are asked to sign off. This time, five officials signed saying yes, go ahead, and two signed saying no. One of them was Bill Langdo, who oversees monitoring of, among other things, air and water on the space station. NASA arranged a teleconference today where Langdo could explain his views. Langdo said that while the principal components of air, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon dioxide, are measured regularly, another device is supposed to measure possible contaminants, and it quit working in July. He was worried because the crew is scheduled to stay at the space station for over 6 months.
And what I viewed I was being asked to do was to certify that we not only could launch, but that we could sustain this greater than 6 month expedition. The concerns were such that did not feel that could go and do that certification, and so we raised the issue. Yes, we did have a recommendation that said we don't think we're go to fly.
And as a result, NASA began discussions to try to address his concerns. Langdo had other worries as well. A device designed to measure contaminants in water is also not functioning. Samples of air and water, however, are regularly shuttled down to Earth and tested, so NASA does have a second way to monitor air and water quality. Langdo said he wanted to be clear he saw no evidence that there was anything wrong with the water or air at this point.
The concerns have been not so much that we have identified any specific imminent threat. There's nothing like that. It's what we don't know.
Langdo said that by the end of the process, he was comfortable with the procedure that gave the go-ahead for launch. The investigation into the Columbia space shuttle accident had criticized NASA managers for downplaying dissenting voices. Langdo, whose colleague Nitza Cintron didn't sign off either, said that didn't happen this time.
What I saw going on was not the process that had been reviewed and criticized. I think Nitza and I both felt that given the set of information we had at the time, that we had done the right thing in terms of raising the concerns and making the recommendations we did, but the program listened to that. They were involved with it, the highest levels. The process has worked.
The debate about the launch, however, highlights a number of problems on the space station. One of several devices used to measure radiation is also out of commission. Medical supplies are aging, so is the exercise equipment on board. Exercise is essential to prevent bone loss and keep the cardiovascular system strong. Peter Cavanaugh is chairman of biomedical engineering at the Cleveland Clinic and oversees an exercise experiment on the space station treadmill. He says the device that holds the astronauts to the treadmill is broken, but doesn't see it as a showstopper.
This is not a typical situation of sort of, yes, you go down to the health club and things are not working and it's bad. We're really on the edge of the envelope, and these creative people are going to find ways to overcome what other people might consider to be safety hazards.
Cavanaugh says that in his experience, NASA tends to be very careful when it comes to astronaut health.
I think that this descent is a good thing. You see, I think this is exactly what NASA is trying to encourage. In the past, I don't think such a memo would have bubbled to the surface. And I think that in science and in engineering, descent is a very good thing. And what we're seeing is a positive outcome from the Columbia tragedy.
Research on the space station is getting harder to do, however. NASA says it doesn't expect to launch a space shuttle for another year or more. On this recent Russian launch, Cavanaugh was allowed to send just 7 pounds of equipment up. On the shuttle, he would have been given close to 50 pounds. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.